It's good.
Wet out there, yeah.
It's a little bit.
I'm going to go fishing. I got a lot of worms popping up.
And I would like to call the March 14th, 2011 meeting of the Taney County Commission to order. And I will call on Rick, if you will, Rick, to offer an invocation.
Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We just thank you for the blessings that you have given us. We recognize those even more so today as we see the pictures of destruction in foreign country, Japan, and those that have been hit by disasters. Lord, we just pray for those people. Just pray that you would just watch over them. That you would send your ministers to them. Lord, just watch over them. We pray, Lord, that you would just watch over us. Give us guidance that we would make decisions here in Taney County that would be pleasing to you. Just help us to make the decisions that you want us to make. Thank you for watching over us again. Just pray that you continue to do so. Please be blessed for some sake.
Amen.
Mr. Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to welcome everyone to this morning's meeting. The first thing we have is previous meeting minutes, and I have two or three questions about these. Gentlemen, I'm wondering if we can't postpone these until we have the meeting scheduled at 9:45, which in fact is about commission minutes. That will give us a slight recess to go over those and chat about them here shortly after, or make changes, I should say.
Sure.
That'd be all right?
Mm-hmm. You want a motion on that?
I do want a motion.
Motion to postpone to a definite time at 9:45 for commission meeting minutes.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded and postponed to a definite time, that being 9:45, to discuss those minutes that are pending approval. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. Accounts payable.
I'm going to move that we approve checks number 323665 through 323749 and warrants 5374 through 5381. That includes the transfer.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve accounts payable, a defined number as listed by Jim, and journal entries and transfers. Is there discussion? I have a couple of questions. The $200,000 payment from software, I'm assuming that's Cody?
Yes.
And is that an expenditure that we have to make before we can ask for reimbursement, or does the grant come up front? I'm curious about that.
I'm not exactly sure on that grant.
Rick, do you want to come up?
Yeah.
Because I've got another question for you.
I believe it's we have to show the expenditure before we can get the reimbursement.
Guys, it's payment for software. It's a second-year grant. COPS, it's 2010 grant. We will be reimbursed for it. And if I understand it properly, we have to spend it before we can be reimbursed.
Question regarding transfers. You know, one of my favorite topics. For example, as I went through and I saw paper usage, and we are transferring from, if I'm interpreting this right, a number of different line items from within the budget over to an area where we can, in fact, spend it. How does that work? Help me out.
What happens is, and the rationale for that was that we thought we might be able to get a better price if we bought in bulk. I'm not sure that that's happening. In fact, I talked with Bob Wells of Springfield Schools, and I think we might be able to buy through them and be less money. I don't know. I need to talk to Linda. But they bought that through a 114 account, which is basically the county other. We want that charged out to the different departments so that they know what, you know, so that each department knows what they spend.
I guess my question is an internal one. Do we have to physically transfer it, or can we, in fact, just bill it to the different departments, delete it from, or debit it, if you will, to the line item that is within their budget for that specific supply.
If we could do it, we can do it two different ways. We could do it in arrears, say, oh, this is what you used last time we ordered paper, and charge it to the different lines. Mm-hmm. If you were going to charge it to the different lines as you bought it, they would have to order in advance. The reason we do it the way we're doing it, because it actually gives us an accurate count of what they used.
Maybe I'm not saying that right.
Yeah.
We're showing it as a transfer.
Mm-hmm.
But in essence, isn't it really just a debit against that line item within their account? Maybe I'm just...
I think I understand what you're thinking, that it looks like we're spending more than we're spending because we have an expense in 114 and then we have an expense in 103, 107, whatever that line is too.
Yes.
And I understand that. It does give us an accurate accounting in those different lines. So, I mean, there's positives and negatives to it. If you want to say, well, we don't want to show the extra expenses, we're not going to spend any more. It's just that in order to give that accurate accounting, either the people, and used to, when I first came into office, each department ordered their own paper. And that's a possibility, but it's been a commission decision that it be done this way.
I understand. It's just I'm really asking you for my edification, and I apologize for asking you cold about it right here, but I just looked at it when we went through the accounts payable. Is it possible to consider that we don't call it a transfer from one account to another, that we just write a check out of the various accounts? Let's say that they're all within GCR, whether they are or not. Imagine for a moment that they are. And there's 15 different departments that are involved. And then on paper, just debit those different offices for what they truly owe. So it is, to the penny, what is owed. That way we only reflect the expenditure one time rather than showing it being transferred out as an expenditure from each fund and then showing it as an expenditure in other expense. So just bear with me for a minute. So if we have a $50,000 expenditure and we divide it up between all different departments and then we show it again under other expense, it's a $100,000 expenditure that's difficult to understand when in reality it's only $50,000. I know this one's blowing that way out of proportion, but that's just my thinking.
And again, Ron, the answer is yes. When you do that, you've got to do one of those two things I said. We can do it that way. We can either charge them in arrears if we purchase the paper, we charge, as we purchase it, we're going to have to charge it to those different departments. Mm-hmm. Once it's been charged to one, if we're going to move that, it has to be transferred a debit or credit because we've got double entry accounting. But if we, as we purchased it, we could say, 103, we think you're going to use this much paper. Or we can say, well, you used this much last time, so we're going to charge you this much of the next one. There's several different things that we do.
Okay, well, if you don't mind, sometime help me for my own edification to sit down with you and do that, because we used to write out of one check and then we just listed for the state auditor's office what that was billed to. Mm-hmm.
And we can do that. I just need, if that's going to happen, we need direction that that's what you guys want to happen. And it makes no difference to me as far as the accounting end of it. I don't care.
And I appreciate that. It's just that it gives the public a real skewed opinion, if you will, of how much money the county actually has, how much we're actually spending. It also affects revenues dramatically in some instances. Just, if you don't mind, if we could just sit and chat about it. Go ahead, sir.
Just a couple things. From the pricing of the paper, she does buy in bulk and she does shop it. So we see some benefits on that. And so we're always looking for new purchasing opportunities to reduce it. Second thing is we probably need to resolve this, because I know we are hoping the commission in one of our budget discussions was to hope to expand what Linda does in the bids and some central purchasing to a larger scale of central purchasing. So if we don't fix the way we do transfers now, it'll just exaggerate the numbers in the near future. So we need to figure out the best way to do that.
Well, we're currently budgeted for what is happening actually to happen.
Right.
That's the way the budget's set up.
Right.
It's just something we need to sit down, perhaps even schedule a little workshop and just chat about.
I think it'd be a good idea. I mean, you guys need to let me know what you want to do. And as you said, since it's budgeted this year, we need to try to plan so that when we budget next year, we can budget whichever way you want it done.
Thank you, Rick. Motion's been made and seconded to approve accounts payable, all journal entries and transfers. Is there any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. And Rick, I think you're back up with monthly budget report.
This is what I do monthly. I send that to you. I'd like to see it in the minutes, so in order to get it in the minutes, the clerk has requested I come in and have it on your meeting minutes. So I send those to you. I think you've all seen them. Mm-hmm. Do you have any questions?
Just one comment. If, in fact, you would like something and you don't want to have to appear or you're busy, I don't think you're required to be here, but we can certainly insert any report, make mention of it, spread it upon the records at any time.
Okay.
And I'll be glad to chat that as well. So with you.
And I don't mind coming in. I always like to answer questions if you have them, but
you bet.
There are times that might be advantageous to me to be able to do that.
We will see that it's spread upon the records. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I have a question regarding this morning's agenda. It says 920 on administrative and departmental functions. Do we have others at this time that we can bring up on that? Because the next scheduled agendized item following that 920 is the 945, I think, on my tentative time schedule for discussion. Is that right?
Just want to make a point of this on the HPRP. Since it's going to be pulled off the agenda, you might as well make a note.
I understand.
Yeah.
Nikki, I see that the HPRP monthly report that you were scheduled to present, are you pulling that from the agenda?
I am. I've not received proper documentation from Christian Associates. I'll replace it back on the agenda Thursday.
Gentlemen, I'd like to stand in recess until 9:45. At which time, commission minutes. We'll bring those back up. We've added the approval of the minutes to that discussion at that time as well. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, Andy.